we partnered with a group at the New York Blood Center and the Galveston National Laboratory to take on the big scientific challenge of coronavirus vaccines. And I say a scientific challenge because one of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines. Some of those kids who got the vaccine actually did worse, and I believe there were two deaths in the consequence of that study. Because what happens is you get immunized, and then when you get actually exposed to the virus, you get this kind of paradoxical immune enhancement phenomenon. When we started developing coronavirus vaccines, we noticed in laboratory animals that they started to show some of the same immune pathology that resembled what had happened 50 years earlier. So we said, oh my God, this is going to be problematic.
We're not investing enough in tried and true classical sort of methods, repurposing drugs and strategies that have already been shown to work. Most of our investment is in things which are sexy and new and patentable.
Worries me. I mean, there now are people that are interested in making a vaccine. I hope we don't rush it through. I can't imagine there would be something ready for a phase three efficacy trial within 2 years. We don't really have any history of making a coronavirus vaccine. So how are we going to make it? Is it going to be an mRNA vaccine? Or is it going to be a DNA vaccine? Is it going to be a purified protein vaccine? Is it going to be a vectored vaccine? Nobody knows. Certainly the FDA has got to regulate this product, because right now everybody in the United States would probably take it in a second, even if it wasn't tested.